My beautiful girls, let's just say timing is everything. And even if it's not, it's most of it. So today, let's talk about it.
What's up, my beautiful girls? It's your girl, Jay Marie. Thank you so much for watching and listening to Girl Talk with Jay Marie. Yes, y'all, it's Girl Talk, but a wise man is listening. And tune in closely for today because it's time that you did that. This episode is all about timing is everything. And it might have some other components, but for the most part, when you listen to your gut, if you hear something, you feel something, move as you need to move, y'all. Because sometimes there's a window that is open up for you to do just that. And we're going to start off with this scripture that I truly believe is something, a gift all of us can pray for, a gift that all of us need to have in order to be in the right place at the right time. Oh, it's so good. So let's turn to the book of, get your Bibles out. Oh, first of all, make sure you follow Prayer on the Spot. Prayer on the Spot is my prayer ministry. Check it out. Get you a word. Get you a prayer point. You know, I want to make sure your spirit is lined up. That's why we always start the show off with a scripture, because it's most important that we lead our day that way. So 1 Chronicles 12 and 32, y'all. 1 Chronicles 12 and 32. And it says, from the tribe of Issachar, there were 200 leaders of the tribe with their relatives. All these men understood the signs of the times and knew the best course for Israel to take. So all these sons of Issachar, this tribe, they all knew the times and the seasons and when to move, when to sit down, when to go hard, when to fall back, when to sow, when to reap. Listen, it's a gift and you can have it. We have it. And it's a prayer point that you gotta pray into, especially right now, because I think we are in a specific time to see things shift in our culture, in our country, in our lives individually. But it requires you to listen. And sometimes we hear stuff and just be like, oh God, and ignore it. Today, I just wanna help us with realizing that if you get that feeling, you know how the song says, I just got a gut feeling. Obviously, I'm not a singer, but you understand that song that says, I just got a gut feeling. I think it's her. When you listen to that, even, you know that gut feeling. Move with it. Those of you who are saved and tapped in, you know that's the Holy Spirit, an unction telling you what to do. Same thing with convictions. That's why they know the times and the seasons. You know when to move and when to sit still. And I'm only speaking from experience because I get in my feelings a lot of times and I want to move when I'm not supposed to move. And I realize that there's a certain grace to do things like that. There's a time that you have the grace to move and things are going to be provided for you. People are going to be available to you that are supposed to help you, that are assigned to help you with whatever it is. Whether you're trying to move into a home, whether you're trying to change a relationship, whether you're trying to change jobs, whether you're trying to take care of your physical body, if you feel a tug at it, if you feel a conviction at it, there's time for you to get that strength and that everything that you need to muster it up so that you can keep going. There's a reason why you feel that way now, is what I'm saying. There's a reason why. And you gotta try to play with that and understand that. Because once you start understanding the time of your life that you're in, the season of your life that you're in, you can maximize it. You can capitalize on it. And you can get all the fruit from that time and that season. That's why I wanted to talk about that today on this episode, because I see things in the world happening. That's another way to know about the times and the seasons. Pay attention to how the world is moving. Everything starts off in the spiritual, and then we get it there in the natural realm. And, you know, what's going on is that you see everything playing itself out. And I bring up that in particular to just look at where we are with racism. Obviously, this has been a long-lasting problem that the entire world has had to endure. But I feel like when it comes to Black people, particularly, we're seeing that there's still this tug. that are not this tug, but this push that's happening. And we're almost at this threshold where if we just keep pushing, it's like tug of war. Let's say you're pulling and if everybody just took all their might and put all their might in it, then you could snatch it over and you could win. It's that sensation, it's that feeling that I know we're in right now when it comes to seeing this shift that we really want to see in the world, specifically in this country, when it comes to equality and justice. And that's why it's so important. Yesterday was the anniversary to George Floyd's murder, and the anniversary day, and there were so many things happening, and I was in a march that I participated in, and it was wild. This lady swerved and hit one of the people who were marching, and this was the first march I've ever saw anybody get injured like this. And she just was mad because we were in the street and we were protesting and marching, and it wasn't like we were blocking all the lanes. It was just one lane that we were in. She simply could have went around like the whole entire city did, but she couldn't do it. And she was so angry. And it's because everything is coming to a head. There were so many nasty things that happened because we were trying to stand up for, not trying to, we are standing for something that is right. And that's another way, you know, you just feel it coming to a head. I hate to use this analogy a little bit, but I think it helps with you knowing what I mean by the times and the seasons, and feeling that feeling that it's time for you to do exactly what you're thinking about right now. It's time for you to be bold. It's time for you to be courageous. I like this analogy because we've all experienced this in some form or fashion. If there's a little pimple or something that's bothering your face, I hate to get pimples. I absolutely hate to. And I hate when they're just like here, like spaces where everybody can see it. But when there's that little pimple on your face, and it starts off a certain way, but if you understand how, you know, pimples work, they eventually come to a head, and then it's finally, you could just bust it, and it sounds gross. But when you pop it, it actually, it depends on what time you pop it, for my skin anyway, there may not leave a mark. But if I do it too soon, and I'm rude, and like, not rude, if I'm aggressive with it and nasty and pushing and tugging at it at the wrong time, maybe too soon, it leaves a scar on my face and it takes forever to come off. And I use that analogy because, again, it's our timing. If I took the time to wait, to squeeze, and whoop, and it's much easier. It comes out. I know this is gross, but it's a good analogy, so you'll get what I'm saying. It's easier, it's smoother, and it doesn't leave a mark. But when you're forcing something at a time, at a season, it's not smooth. It is harder. It does leave a scar. You have to go through so much more. Pay attention. You know it. I'm telling you, you do know it. It's in you to know it. So listen to your heart, not your heart. Listen to your spirit. Listen to the unction, because the heart is deceitful above all things. I'm just being honest. Until it's in the right place. When it's in the right place, you can listen to it, but you got to do a lot of checking before you just follow your heart. That's not true. Don't follow your heart all the time. Anyways, as far as the feeling and the unctions that you get when you're in a space or an area and it feels off, is usually off, that's the same thing in your day-to-day life, which is connected to your seasons. And I want you to practice moving when you feel like you're supposed to get out of something. Picking up something when you know you should be working on it. There's grace and it's going to bless you. Pray the prayer, I'm telling you, to know about the times and the seasons. And so now I want to move right into girl talk about it, because we got some stuff to talk about. First things first, speaking of times and seasons. Now, we remember how hardcore the Me Too movement was when it initiated and everybody was getting busted. We was fighting at all kinds of stuff. Well, in that same era time, which wasn't that many years ago, I think it was maybe 2018 or so, in that same time frame, this host that we all know and is very popular and successful, as a matter of fact, Charlamagne. Now, I don't call him Charlamagne the God because I think, you know, that's a bit much. I don't like calling nobody no God. But his name is Charlamagne, and he's on The Breakfast Club. And there was an accusation that also came up for him, pertaining to a 15-year-old girl who said that he raped her along with his cousins. I believe his cousins that would appear to be his cousins is what she said. And friends or whatever, you know. how that click is, that kind of thing. And she said that they raped her, basically took turns, in other words. And that was years ago. Now, I heard bits and pieces of it, and I'm gonna be honest, when I hear something like that about a person, me personally, I drop off. Like, I pretty much rape, I don't play around with it. I don't play around with that. I have been in some scary situations, and I just said this, the situations I found myself in when it comes to sexual assault or sexual harassment or whatever, rape, you know, that it breaks my heart, because I know in my heart, I believe a man is supposed to protect us. I do. I'm an alpha female a little bit, but I'm also a feminine woman. And I also appreciate the power of a man. So when a man takes that power and uses it against us, it really breaks my heart. And it's disgusting to me. And it also, I lose all respect. Like, literally lose all respect. Now, God's going to forgive you, and God is going to let you redeem yourself if you ask him. That's the type of God we serve. But I am going to stay away from you. And honestly, I'm dipping out on it, because I'm not the one to, you know, it's not my role to tell you, you know, what's going to happen or whatever. But I just know that I can't support, especially when the victim didn't see, or survivor didn't see justice in what happened. And it's an accusation, obviously, to a certain extent, because we weren't there. However, you know, he was charged with being in the vicinity. He actually turned himself in. I just watched this today. He turned himself in and said that, you know, I'll take the blame for whatever happened. But he said he did not rape this woman, this girl who's now a woman. And at the time, he was 22. I guess he was telling her that he was 20, but he was really 22. And it's tricky. Y'all need to look it up on your own. I ain't supporting. I never did really watch The Breakfast Club for nothing. I would watch clips every now and then. I definitely wasn't following Charlamagne in any capacity. But even more so, the more research that I did about just the way he was talking to women, and just, it was tricky. It's tricky is the word I like to use. So be careful who you support. Just be careful who you backing up. This little baby ain't getting no kind of justice. It's terrible. Her mama was crying all on the documentary on how she should have let her child testify. And there's controversy about why the mama didn't let her testify. This is my thing. First of all, mothers and fathers, quit letting everybody have your kids. That's one big thing about it. She was 15 years old. He came in their house and told him, oh, I'm going to protect your kid, and that's my sister and all that. He was a grown man then, and she said she didn't know. She thought he was in high school. That's what the mama said. But at the end of the day, y'all, why does a man in high school even need to be? Why he ain't her boyfriend? They were saying they were brothers and sisters. He looked old today, so he had to look that old then, just because he's short. He got an old face. But the bottom line is, you can't just let anybody with your kids. It just, you stop doing that, period. And that goes for, look at all the cases we all see today that we've all heard about. But this is a crazy situation, y'all. It's like, she said he drugged her, and then he had sex with her and went down on her, and his friends did it to her in the bathroom, and it was fondling her in the bathroom. It's horrific. And then they left her there. And she has a friend that was with her who threw up whatever it is he was trying to give him. It's legit a crazy story. It is devastating. And there is a record of this, and this man just still blew up after that. To each his own. I'm a pass on them. I always did pass on them, but I'm really passing on it, because I think it's way too much for him to still be out here in these streets, as in so many other predators that are out there in the streets, and nothing has happened. And so they can't charge him, because he already was charged for delinquency of a minor, I believe is what it was. So at this point, double jeopardy, it won't happen in the state of South Carolina. So that's the saddest stuff about this whole thing, is really can't nothing go on besides that. That's what I'm talking about. Keep your kids at home with you. Be even family. Like, you gotta be careful with who you letting touch your kids, when they toddlers up to adults. Until they out of your house, your responsibility. And You don't want to have to hurt nobody. I don't have kids yet, because I wouldn't be talking to y'all if I did, and somebody did that to my babies, I'm just saying right now, unless they let us have it in jail. So there's that. And then the other thing that I want to talk about is also a time and a season of something that I think is shifting. I believe that there's supposed to be justice and equality happening all across this world, but particularly for these folks right here. So another crazy thing that took place was Ronald Green's tape surfaced. The, what's it called? Police officers, camera, body cams. It finally came after 2 years of them not releasing it, or more years of them not releasing it. And I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I had an encounter with the police in the same place, almost literally the same place, where Ronald Green was murdered by the police officers and just completely lynched by these officers. And if you don't know the story, you need to go look it up. It's disgusting, it's sick, it's evil. And I had an encounter in that same vicinity. I'm telling you right, I went to school in Louisiana. So I can tell you right now, it's racist down there without question. I live in Cali now, and it's nothing like that in California. There's racism, but it ain't nothing like it was in the South. Louisiana is dark and scary, okay? Hella scary out there. And I'm gonna just read this to y'all, because this is what happened. And I need y'all to make a move. If you in Louisiana, y'all got some work to do. Y'all need to get these police officers locked up. The people who lied under oath, all of them need to be charged, okay? Because it's a freaking crime to do that. And they lied. They said he was dead when he got into a crash at the accident. Again, I bring up Louisiana being so dark because when you go to Louisiana, you'll realize that the roads are pitch black. There is no street lights, and it's terrifying. I would never pull over if the police tried to pull me over in Louisiana, except for on a main street. I would never pull over in Louisiana, except if there were lights and it was a main street, because it is terrifying on all the other roads there. So what happened was, he was alive when the police arrived. He did not fight back. He didn't go for a gun. He said he was sorry. He said he was scared. And you know what they did? They drug him out of the car. They beat him. They electrocuted him with the taser over and over and over and over again. They drug him and they beat him like a dog, a dirty dog. And it was horrific and disgusting. And you know what? They laughed about how much he was bleeding. One of them said, I hope he doesn't have AIDS, because I don't want, look at all this blood on me. This is the loose conversation that was happening after that. That alone should get them fired. But don't forget that they still out there working. And that's why we need everybody to do everything in their power to make sure we sign petitions, to make sure we make them phone calls, to get these clowns off the streets and arrested and serving life in prison for murdering this man. Because they said he was dead on the scene from a car accident. He was well and alive, and they drug him and beat him and killed him. And then they took him to the hospital, and he was dead when he got there. So not only was he murdered by the police, but this is by the governor. This is by the politicians and anybody who had this covered up throughout that whole time. So let me tell y'all, we got work to do, and this is the time to get it done. Period, point blank. Don't let it be a oh well type of thing, because if it ain't me, then it could be you, and if it ain't you, it could be somebody you love. It's the same thing about that girl when it came to Charlamagne. Just because it wasn't your kid then don't mean it can't be your kid later. That's why we got to do stuff now, when it's in season, now when people are talking about it, now, just like then when it was happening and somebody brought it up back in the day. We should have been on it then, but here's another chance. Redeem yourself. Redeem yourself. So, with that being said, I got one more thing to talk about. And that's going to be an announcement that we are switching the day that Girl Talk with J. Marie is released. Every week, we've always released on Wednesdays. And I love y'all for being so supportive and always supporting Girl Talk with J. Marie. But we're going to switch to a Sunday. And Sunday is going to be our new day for release. There is so much more to come. I'm really looking forward to sharing that with you. But keep an eye out for the next episode on June 6th, y'all. June 6th will be the next episode. It is a Sunday, and I will see you there. Remember, I always ask y'all to give to somebody and be a blessing. And this episode, I want you to give to Elevation Society, because this month is Mental Health Awareness Month. I didn't forget about that. This is also in season. Make sure you're taking care of your mental health. Check out the last episode to find out some tips on how you can do that. Elevation Society is a nonprofit organization who has a mission to make sure that you know you are not alone. And I love that about them. They want to talk to you about your mental health, and they want to make sure that you know how to take care of yourself. I want you to take care of yourself. Listen, if you're still alive, you got the opportunity to create your own happy ending. So I'm going to need y'all to do that, okay? Get to writing, make your own happy ending. And make sure you include a little bit of Girl Talk with J. Marie in there. Subscribe, follow, like, share. I appreciate you. I will see you on Sunday, June 6th. I got something special coming for you. So please, please, please continue to tune in, because it's going down for real. Mwah. I love you. I thank you for everything. And I'll see you next time.